Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. All right, the news today, and we will certainly dive in and talk about it if you're just joining us, however you're accessing the show, whether it's your smart speaker, you are listening online, or you are in your car, wherever you are. Brian Snicker stepping away. It's a decision that he came to, he said, just a few weeks ago. And the Braves will be looking for a new manager, but he will not return. And it's something Mike and I spent a lot of time on today. If you missed our interview with Brendan Gaudin earlier, the voice of our Braves on FanDuel, Brendan really had some interesting things to say in regards to the kind of man that Brian Snicker is, but more importantly, why his players love him. And Mike, part of this is, and he's been getting, look, we're giving him his flowers today, guys. We'll figure out where the Braves are going to go. But Mike was saying, you know, when you talk about the job he did, and we're going to talk Falcons here in a sec, but the job he did guiding us through that World Series, one of the best things we've ever seen.
I mean, we can talk about, you know, legacies, and it's funny, we'll get into it, because I've irked some Bobby Cox fans by saying that Snitker did more with less, and Bobby Cox did less with more. And I'll explain that in a minute. Stay tuned. But this guy never had great pitching. He had to manage, even in 21, you didn't have like the four or five solid rock star solid starters. You did have the night shift, and he managed that bullpen masterfully. But as you said, whether it was starting with the Brewers, through the Dodgers, and out of the Astros, when to use Soler, when to move him up in the lineup, when to move Rosario up or down, the way he called it. And I love the fact that Snicker was a combination of, yes, they give him the data, but he wasn't locked in, Carl, to the analytics. It was a combination of analytics and gut. And 21 is one of the more, I mean, honestly, perfect managerial postseasons in Major League Baseball history.
The crazy thing about our Braves is we're only hiring our fourth manager since Bobby Cox resumed the post. That was 1990. He managed the team until 2010 before Freddy Gonzalez took over, and then, of course, Snicker's first opportunity. So there's been a lot of stability with this organization when it comes to the managerial post. But again, Snit won a lot. I just like the way, ultimately, that he grew into the job, man, because when he got this, a lot of people said he wouldn't be here long. He was going to be a couple of years, and these guys would grow without him, and we needed somebody to come in here and win. We needed somebody to come in here and knew how to win. Snit did that, and so we congratulate him. Snit, job well done, man. Mm. We love you. You will be missed, but I know it's an opportunity for you to spend more time with your family. And by the way, if you're going, what's he going to do, Mike? They said an advisory role.
Now, again, it's a nice way of, you know, saying he can swing by the ballpark and poke his head in, say hi to the guys. It's the gold watch kind of job title, or, you know, when you see a professor emeritus at your favorite university. And that's great. It's out of respect. And again, you and I were debating last week, are they going to show him the door? Or did he do some soul searching, as he said? We'll take Snicker at his word and said, you know, now we got down to brass tacks, it was time to move on.
All right, more on this coming up. And we'll let you hear what Snit had to say today as they had this press conference. And the Braves have some major decisions to make, not just now with players, but also with the manager situation. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, let's talk about our Falcons. It is the bye week, but it's not a non-work week, guys. We still have work to do. Raheem was asked about what he wants this team to do if they want to make any changes schematically. Now, I would ask you, Falcon fans, do you want to see anything change schematically, offensively with what we're doing, defensively? In the two games we've won, you could say, well, the offense was okay in one and was really good in the other. The Vikings game, they were okay. We, you know, we still were in that point where we hadn't scored a touchdown. Last week, the offense was off the chart, 34 points. I thought everybody was effective. But if you're going to change something, now's the time, Mike. If you're going to go back to the well and go, all right, here's some things we can do. Here's what Ross said about it.
You always want to study yourself. You always want to go out there and be able to look at those things. And obviously, you can add some things. You can take some things out. You can do better at some other things. So, like, you never want to say you don't want to add anything, because always something that you want to add that you've been thinking about, you talked about over the last couple of weeks, that you're like, hey, we won't put it in this week, but maybe do it during the bye. Some things you want to maybe explore a little bit and just talk about and think about. But it's definitely a chance to go back and look at everything that you've done from all three phases of the ball and find out what you can do better and what you can add to it, or what you can take out, what you don't like. So, like, it's always a good time to look at those things and do those things. It don't really matter how early it is, but that's a nice 4-week sample of some things you can do better.
One thing I don't want him to do, Mike, is don't stop throwing Kyle Pitts the ball.
Yes, I need more Pitts in my life. Pitts has been open. We've talked about, you know, the marginal role that the tight end had in the Rams offense that Zach Robinson was a part of. And I'd like to see more of it. I mean, we've seen Pitts, the ability to show what he did down in Tampa last year with Cousins. You've seen it now. He's been open for multiple touchdowns. Whether Penix isn't looking that way, or with the flow of the play, and Archer's talked about some of that, I don't think you can fault Penix with not executing. He's doing the work. So let's get Pitts more involved with Penix. And Penix talked about him all the way back to camp. And I think that's one thing, is Mooney still finds his way through with this injury and now a hamstring on top of things. So, they, again, the good news is, as much as we hate an early bye week, it really seems to be just the thing for A.J. Terrell, for Darnell Mooney, to a lesser extent, because we really haven't complained about Wilkinson, right, at right guard.
Nope.
But Storm Norton also, you know, rest up with his injury with the ankle. But getting back to the initial point, you know, Mike Smith, what's the old line? Self-scout. So hopefully they'll self-scout, because Buffalo's going to be maybe looking for Bijan out wide. How do you then pivot off that and get some other guys open? I just think Bijan is the ultimate weapon, and even if you get a guy in place to stop him, he's going to beat a guy one-on-one. That's Bijan's game, and he's a superstar.
What about the special teams, though? What about that? What if you were going to ask me right now, this is the area this week I want to see them improve on, whether it's changes in personnel up. Mike, you said you didn't necessarily like some of the starters being out there. But when you're, you know, you got 53 guys on a Sunday, it's kind of what it is. We know, you know, Jesse Bates was playing special teams. Xavier Watts got hurt last week. He was fine, but that's what Mike was mentioning. Mm-hmm. But we got to tighten up. We can't have the penalties. We can't have the miscues. And Ra even talked about it. If you talk about improvements, what do you want to see done on the special teams during the bye week?
You know, special teams, it's like, let's keep growing. Let's keep getting better, right? Our field goal team did their job yesterday. That was awesome. And then also, our coverage units have really been outstanding, other than outside of that one from yesterday. They've really been outstanding when it came to coverage. And now, how do we get some of our return game going? You know, we got a little bit going yesterday with the kickoff return. And then hopefully Agnew coming back yesterday will spark some of the punt return things for us, and we can get some of those stops. So you always want to keep improving and keep going. But really, you just build off your natural things that you have and what your identity looks like, and making sure it's coming out on tape.
And I guess, you know, when we do the injury report, we don't necessarily generally mention all the guys on the injury report. We go for the bigger names.
Yeah.
But those guys that on that injury report have affected special teams, because we've given up too many big plays. So I guess the next man up isn't that good at tackling, because, man, we're flipping the field, unfortunately, the wrong way, and guys are getting big returns against the Falcons. So, I mean, you've got to tighten that. That's I would imagine that's one of the top things on, if there's a whiteboard, right, in Raheem's office.
It's top thing.
That's got to be there, right?
It's got to be. Mike, let's talk about what's going on around the league here on Dukes and Bell, because a couple of teams that we're going to see in a few weeks, Mike just said to me, I wish we were playing them now.
49ers have got injuries up and down the roster. And by the way, Marquise Williams is the special teams coach. Sorry, I was brain farting.
He is.
That's a guy, like, if you're holding Ike Hill, you hold him to the same accountability. 49ers are missing a ton of guys. Your favorite player, Brock Purdy, is out.
Again.
And the 49ers, you know, they just lost to the Jaguars, if you didn't see that game. And that's one where, you know, Robert Saleh and everybody was losing their minds. Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings are out. So who's going to catch the ball? Right, for Mac Jones.
Well, Ayuk has been out too. No Kittle. They are down to bare bones.
Debo's in D.C.
When you talk about who they're throwing to. So this is going to be an interesting game. Now, it's a division game. I mean, it's the Rams. Shanahan and Sean know each other very well. But Mac Jones has looked good, Mike. I mean, this is the Thursday night game, and part of this game is going to be about who the 49ers don't have. And they got off to a 3-0 start, two of those coming under Mac Jones. Who?
Mac Jones.
So the kid is thrown for 563 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 pick. He's played fairly well. I'm never going to count the 49ers out as long as Shanahan's there, because he'll come up with some scheme, Mike, and they'll do some things, and there'll be a guy we don't even know who will run for like 85 yards, and you'll be like, who is this dude?
Dude was working at UPS the week before, and all of a sudden now he's running for 120. That's generally how it works.
So I'm writing that down. That means Carl's taking the 49ers.
Whoa. You said the number changed. It was 3, and now it's what, it's 7.5?
It opened at 3.5, and now it's up to 7.5.
Yeah, because of these injuries. But Point is, guys, we're going to see these guys in a few weeks, and it'll be our luck, Mike. Then all these guys will be back. Like they'll get all these weapons back, and everybody will be healthy when we see them. And look, you have no control over that. If you're playing good, it doesn't matter. But this is the timing of the schedule that we talk about all the time. It is our bye week. Actually, I think it comes at a good time. When the schedule came out, we were like, I don't like it early. Okay, I kind of like it because we need A.J. Terrell back. I'd like to get Storm Norton to have that depth back at the O-line, but these guys are really banged up.
Interesting fact, the Bills had only allowed 18 sacks in 20 regular season games since the start of 24. They gave up three more without Spencer Brown out there on Sunday. So if we talk about our young defensive front.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jeff Ulbrich, I mean, we spent so much time, we talked with Wes, because obviously when you talk about the Bills, you talk about stopping Josh Allen. But all of a sudden, you know, you look at the offensive line, they say they've been so healthy. One of the things we've had, you know, in 16, kept that group together the entire season. But Sean McDermott said that the guys that are banged up, Brown on line, Milano at linebacker, Oliver on the D-line, they're heading in the right direction. Again, are they going to get healthy in time? They play the Patriots
this week. That's right.
And then we get them, of course, on Monday night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not, outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.